going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yes, it is a happy hump day, Trump day, my friends. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, New Jersey wildfires uncontained and part of the Garden State Parkway closed. You don't necessarily equate New Jersey and wildfires, but Yep, here we are, and they've thousands have been told to evacuate, stuff like that. So that will be a story that you will be hearing more about for sure. And then we've got some things that President Trump is doing, and in my opinion, doing well. We'll get to that. But first, I want to give you a code word for Rock the Country, two-day tickets to the next month's big outdoor festival. Can you believe it? This is only like 3 weeks away.
Wow.
A little over 3 weeks. Yeah, it's coming up.
Man.
Time is flying. Yeah. May 9th and 10th, Ocala, Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, and more. But what you need right now, if you want to win tickets, is to text the word ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 20357, and you'll be in the running. Today's code word is ROCK. 20357 is where you want to text that for your two-day tickets. Data and message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Trump's mass deportation raids result in a huge spike in arrests of terrorists roaming the U.S., including one of India's most wanted. So while the left sent senators and Congress folks down to El Salvador to help the cause of a Maryland man, who, of course, is not a Maryland man. He's an El Salvadorian resident. I mean, citizen.
Especially now. He's both right now.
But there was an interesting exchange with a congressperson, one of them that I believe she just went down there.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was, you know, broadcasting from there. I don't know. But Laura Ingraham was asking her, and this is the question.
Okay,
you want to bring him back. You're saying, hey, you can't go against the Supreme Court, even though the language they used, you know, isn't you have to bring him back. But you want to bring him back. You really, really do. And then she asked, okay, what would you like the process to be if just whatever happened and for whatever reason he is brought back, then what should the process be? The woman would not answer the question.
Then what do they want to happen?
Well, what they want to happen is to just let him go back to Maryland and go back to his wife that he beat at one time and just all is good. That's really what they want. Forget the MS-13. They don't care. She wouldn't say, well, because they keep using this word due process.
Right.
Laura Ingraham said, well, what due process would you like or would you expect?
Wow.
And she, again, wouldn't answer the question and kept talking over Laura. And it was just, to me, it made this congressperson, like, why would you bother to go on her show if you're going to act like such an ass?
And if you can't answer the basic question that you know is going to be asked.
Well,
since that's what you're fighting for, is due process for the Maryland man.
They go on there and they, I guess they get, like, in their own minds, these brownie points where they, if they use these key phrases, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Due process. Get a bunch of due processes in there. Mm-hmm. Get a bunch of, you know, we're a nation of laws and all that. Didn't seem to be a nation of laws for 4 years under Biden when 18 to 20 million, whatever, came across our borders. Didn't seem to be all worried about the rule of law at all being followed then.
Local law enforcement not required to work with ICE for the law enforcement of our country.
The whole premise of a sanctuary city is not following the rule of law. So then they pull out the old rule of law and due process.
Oh,
it just and then when if you really push them on it, what do? They backpedal and they go, well, it's really not necessarily about this one guy, Garcia. You know, it's about due process in general. I guess
you had to go all the way down there for the general topic.
I guess what they want is they want to, at the very least, I guess, just tie it every individual case up in the courts for so long. They know that most of them will never be sent back, especially if they can just outlast the Trump administration, I guess, and if they gain some power, you know, win some elections, the Democrats, then, well, they'll do what they can to, well, make it a bigger mess than they already have over the last 4 years. This is, I said a long time ago, I go, we've got some rapes, some murders going on. we've got terrorists in our country. We haven't even scratched the surface of what eventually is going to come to fruition out of this, if that's really the right term. It's not really fruit. I guess it would be bad fruit. The Trump administration's mass deportation raids have nabbed more than 200 known or suspected terrorists since January. So are these people, if you find one in Michigan, you go, well, he's a Michigan man. He's a terrorist.
Yeah.
Includes one of India's most wanted, who is accused of masterminding a grenade attack on a cop there and has ties to a U.S.-designated terrorist organization in Pakistan. Since the president's inauguration, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have arrested 219 known or alleged terrorists, marking a 655% increase from the same period last year when there were 29 such arrests under former President Joe Biden. And I guarantee you, they didn't even want that to happen.
No.
That was law enforcement that knew they had to do their due diligence because these people are dangerous and a threat to our homeland. Among the dozens of terrorists swept up in Trump's raids was Harpreet Singh, a citizen of India who entered the U.S. illegally January 27th of 2022, crossing from Mexico into Arizona, and was swiftly released into the country by Border Patrol agents with a future court date, which is exactly what they were told to do then under the Biden administration. And they're to blame for allowing Singh to roam the country for more than 3 years. More than 3 years. The Biden administration not only let a wanted terrorist into our country, but after he was arrested by Border Patrol agents, they released him into the interior. While it's shocking, it's not surprising given what the Biden administration was routinely doing. Singh is one of his home country's most wanted men for providing terrorist funds, recruitment, and planning of grenade attack on an Indian police station and on a retired cop's house with the intent to kill and instill fear among law enforcement officers, according to DHS.
Wow.
So,
sure, let's just drop them off. Let them roam around our country. No big deal.
And what a mess. Yeah. What a Biden mess we're left to clean up. But yet, Democrats want to do everything they can to get in the way, you know.
Unreal.
Spill on aisle 8 and they're tripping you as you're trying to get there with a you know, mop and a bucket, so to speak. All right, We've got a lot more to talk about, and a lot of it is positive. Foreign investment, domestic investment, jobs, some good stuff. Hang in there, my friends, on a very happy Hump Day Trump Day, 97.3 The Sky. Yeah. Come on. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:21, The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Your time check.
You talk pretty, Bob.
Yeah. Woo. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Hey, we've got special guest. I mean, she's a regular guest, but she's always special. Congresswoman Kat Kamak. That's going to be at 8:05 this morning. I'd hate for you to miss it. So you can always download the Bob Rose Show podcast, wherever you normally get your podcast. You know, download it for free. You got Spotify, you got Apple, you could use the Odyssey app. But just find it, click on subscribe, boom, you'll never miss a minute of the show. And it is cut up in pieces for some. That's what you want. You're looking for something specific, or you can just listen to the whole show. So you never miss it. Greg never misses it. You listen to it every night before he goes to bed.
Yeah, I want to make sure it sounded as good as I think it did.
Then critiques me the next day.
Well, you know, report cards.
But that's how we became the juggernaut of talk radio in North Central Florida. Now, we've been able to do that because we have great support from our listeners. And we love you all. All right, what's going on with Elon Musk? I haven't heard much. I haven't seen. I thought he'd be dozing through some other areas. Well,
he's still not dozing, though.
No.
Yeah.
No, but Doge will keep on dozing. But Elon has just dialing it back a little bit because his Tesla stock is going in the crapper. Yep. Let's see. Its net income. The company reported that its net income cratered 71% for the quarter. Ouch.
That hurts.
The embattled billionaire told analysts on a post-earnings call that his time allocation to Doge will drop significantly. I will be allocating far more of my time to Tesla. Now the major work of establishing the Department of Government Efficiency is done. Wow.
Okay.
Of establishing it. It's not that the work's done, but establishing it. Shares rose 4% in after-hours trading as Musk delivered the news to analysts, many of whom had attributed Tesla's struggles to public backlash from his close ties to the evil orange Donald Trump.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yep, the public backlash of Trump derangement syndrome. Musk insisted he would continue the work with the administration to combat waste and fraud and would spend a day or two per week on government matters for as long as the president would like him to do so. As the Post reported, New York Post that is, Musk's exit was already in the works due to federal rules that mandate special government employees can only remain at their post for 130 consecutive days. That would place his last day on May 30th. So will that help to ease the backlash against Tesla from these lefty nutbags, these arsonists, these scum-sucking, cowardly vermin?
What do you really feel, Bob?
You want to do like damage to someone's vehicle and then say it's justified because you don't like Elon Musk?
That's just weird.
It's absolutely, it doesn't make,
that's mental.
First of all, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Doesn't hurt him when you're slashing the, you know, tires or scratching up somebody's personal car.
No, it does have an impact, I think, on people that are in the market and they're looking, they're going, well, I don't want to create any headaches. I don't want to own one and then have someone trying to damage it.
Although I know of some conservatives who've put them on their shopping list for the first time.
Yes, and I've talked to people who are seriously considering it. And look, and I think that's great, and I support that. But it definitely has hurt him, the stock price, the brand.
Yeah.
And but the the evil lefties, they don't, I mean, they just don't care who else.
I think if he's not
gets hurt,
if he's not on the tube all the time and not making the headlines, I think that will calm down, because yeah, that's what these people, these emotion-based people, just react to. I think that'll help.
It's just an example of the left not caring about collateral damage, like that someone worked very hard maybe to afford that vehicle, and you may not have any idea whatsoever what their political motivations are, if any, but yet you don't care. You just want to do damage. You don't care. You just want to wreak havoc. You don't care. That's just like when the Biden administration opened up the borders. They didn't care that 70 to 100,000 Americans would die of fentanyl. They didn't care. They didn't care that there'd be a lot more human trafficking going on and suffering in that area. They didn't care. They knew that there would be terrorist or terror watch list people, you know, plenty of ne'er-do-wells, murders, rapists, etc., all would be coming in as well as part of this overrun of the border that they implemented on purpose. They didn't care. Oh, but they do care about an El Salvadorian MS-13 gang member.
You mean he's not really a Maryland man? That's what they call him on the news.
More like
all
a
the
Marilyn
time.
Manson.
Wow. Ba-dum-bum.
President Donald Trump's economic agenda is inspiring companies to invest in America. You got that right. I'll tell you more about that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, we've always got the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. So much to get to. Hang in there on a happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Yeah, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we love winning, and we want to give you a chance to win tickets for Rock the Country, a festival for we the people, coming to the Florida Horse Park in Ocala. It's like coming up in, 10, 12 days? It's already the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. It's flying by.
So it's a couple weekends,
yep,
and it's going to be here. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, you've got a Joe D. Messina. Look, the list goes on and on. You know it's going to be a great show. You know you want tickets. You can buy them, rockthecountry.com. Two-day tickets are $139 each. GA Plus tickets are $289 each, but we've got them to give away right now. What you need to do is text the word ROCK to 20357. That's R-O-C-K. Text ROCK to 20357. Good luck. Date and message rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
Every time you spell out ROCK,
what in do you the hear? USA. John Melonhead.
You hear it
can't
in your
help
head.
It.
You hear it in your head every time.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh,
it's
little
funny.
Johnny Melonhead.
Uh-huh.
All right. Good news. All right. The president's got his detractors. These people have Trump derangement syndrome. They can't think straight. Bottom line is, where's the country headed? I can tell you it's headed in a good direction when things that Trump puts out there fall into place. Here's an example. You've got investment under President Donald Trump's administration reaching more than $5 trillion. He hasn't been in office that long. You know what that tells you? That people talk a good game. And people's actions are really what always tells the story. And when your money is involved, that says everything you need to say. There's a sense of confidence in this president. That's it. Uh-huh. Bottom line, amongst the leaders in the business world, there's confidence. When Trump says, you know, this is a golden age, we're coming into we're going to create it. People believe it. And don't just believe it, they're investing in it. And not just a little bit of money, we're talking $5 trillion. That's going to generate 500,000 jobs, according to analysis companies that are talking about some of this stuff, both foreign and domestic investments from four different countries, various U.S. industries and manufacturers. This will amount to at least $5.2 trillion in investment.
Wow.
Yep. This
awesome.
Is, yeah. This is big. And like I said, you know, this is confidence. And yeah, it's a little shaky dealing with trade. We're still not sure how it's going to turn out with China, although some positive things came out yesterday that look like, you know, we're getting close to getting something done. And I think the market reacted to that in a very positive way. But look, you've got Apple. You told me how to say this, and somebody texted and said you were right. The NVIDIA?
Yeah, just like an N. Yeah.
NVIDIA.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there some, you know, words that just want to play games with your mind when
you read them
and you see them?
Yeah. They don't quite register.
SoftBank, Oracle, OpenAI, these companies are investing huge amounts of money. AI is going to play a prominent role in all of that for sure. Investments in the pharmaceutical industry and the energy sector were also common among various private sector investments. That's important. That's needed. These people are doing the right thing, the smart thing. The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Shep, good morning.
You know, guys, I'm going to reiterate, I have no problem with world trade. I love world trade, but not when it comes to national security. A number of years ago, I was listening to a program. It was a For the People organization. And the host mentioned a book, and the book was called The Japan That Can Say No. And he was reporting that a Japanese company, I'm not going to name their name, but produced the logic chips for our ICBMs, okay? And I was really worried about this, and this is going back like 25, 30 years, you know, back to the 90s. And a friend of mine at the time was working for a company, I'm not going to tell you their name, but it started with an M and ended with an A, okay? And they made computer chips for laptops and things like that. And he said to me, Sheppy, no worries. All they would have to do is bring us one of those chips and we could duplicate it. So that made me feel better. Well, guess what? That particular computer chip maker is no longer in the United States. So with President Trump trying to bring chip manufacturing back to the United States, yeah, to me, that's a good thing. Sure, we can still get some from Taiwan if, you know, production, we don't meet production and we need a lot more of them. But at the same time, I love world trade, but we cannot be dependent. We need to be at a point where if we had to cut off every other nation, we could still survive.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we could. There would be some pain, but you're absolutely right. We're the consumers, not the manufacturers we were, but certainly still the consumers. We wield a lot of power, and sometimes trade makes sense. And when it does, yeah, we should engage in it. And when they're, you know, especially if it's fair trade, when you're doing the dumping, you know, they've done it, Mexican tomatoes, they've done the dumping, it hurts our farmers, the steel, Japan did a long time ago, China's been engaging in that. Yet when it's not fair trade, yeah, that's not beneficial, obviously. It is 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Yep, you probably use Uber, Lyft, something like that. Maybe your kids, daughters, things like that. Yeah, I've got just a heads up kind of a story I'm going to share with you next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Is it going to be another great day? You better believe it. And it's starting perfectly because you've got your friends, Bob Rose and Greg Cassidy.
Hey, y'all.
Just kind of hanging out
oh, yeah.
with you. You know, poking at you when you're trying to drive.
Yeah, got up early just to be here with you.
It is 6:51. Good morning. Welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. It's a heads up story. And the chances of it happening are slim, thank God. But you just never know. And here's the deal. So many people use Uber and Lyft. And what a great invention. You know, love cabs, but they can't be everywhere all the time. And they tend to be very pricey. And so here was an entrepreneurial idea. Anyway, you know the deal. It's a good thing. And I think a lot of young people use it. Well, not necessarily just young, but a lot of younger people use it when they're coming out of, like, clubs and bars. That is the greatest thing ever, because last thing you want is anybody to get behind the wheel after they've had a few cocktails. So it's like win-win. It doesn't get any better than that, right? But it also has made some of these women, mostly, targets. And here's a story, and it's this is in the New York Post. Better to be safe than sorry. It's important to know the safety basics when getting into an Uber or Lyft, like double-checking the car's license plate and having the driver say your name before getting in. That's important. That's how you check. Is this the? Because anybody can, you know, pretend whatever. It has happened. Now the newest piece of safety advice for passengers is not to accept anything edible from a rideshare driver. You know, and again, here you're going to take something that's been very good. You get into the vehicle, and the first thing many of them would offer you is, would you like water? Would you like a water? And it's, you know, in a container, and it's sealed up, right? Or it appears to be. And 99% of the time, absolutely. But now they're saying, as a matter of safety, a woman named Dana Eve, who has a background in criminology and psychology, explained on social media that most drivers who offer a bottle of water, a mint, or a snack to their passengers, they are just trying to be friendly. That's great customer service. However, there's a small chance that some of the drivers who offer these goodies do not have the best of intentions. I've unfortunately heard way too many horror stories, she said. Even if the bottle of water or snack is sealed, she says, it's not worth the risk. Politely decline and never ingest anything. There are unfortunately very bad people out there, and remember, your safety comes before anybody else's feelings. That is such a good lesson for anybody to learn, you know, especially younger people. They're idealistic. Well, I don't want to appear like I'm not friendly because I get the feeling this person is, you know, a ne'er-do-well. Yeah, follow your gut. You know, and you don't have to be nasty about it, but your safety comes first. And then another seemingly obvious but helpful reminder is, as a rideshare passenger, you've got to be aware and present in the moment. And what do most people do? What are they doing all the time? Looking at their phone, talking on the phone. And she recommends, stay off your phone. Head up, or as I used to say, head on a swivel. Be aware of what's going on. Be aware of the direction you're heading in. A distracted person is an easy target. That's exactly what I used to teach in the martial arts. Keep your head up. Pay attention to your surroundings, because if your head's kind of down or you're looking at something, obviously you're distracted. You're not paying attention. That makes you an easy target. Don't be one. And then she goes on, staying safe in ride shares. An unexpected tip from a TikTok user is to leave definitive physical evidence like strands of hair or fingerprints in there just in case something horrific should happen. Gosh, that's really, here, one of the others said that they get into, well, one woman said she was actually locked in. Side the car, the Uber driver, until I gave him 5 stars and a nice comment. I got kidnapped. He took me to a field. Somehow I talked and manipulated my way out of it by being nice to him. That was another person that happened to. And here's what one says. Get in, open the door, and again, make sure that you can open it. In other words, find out right then, and they'll just say, oh, I didn't quite, you know, close the door. Let me really close the door. So there you go. And then one says, you know, pretend you're on the phone with someone And as I'm getting in the vehicle, I'll say something like, okay, I'm getting in the Uber. I'll send you my location. Love you. Bye. But why not actually do that instead of just playing? Actually do that. And, yeah, let them know that you're being tracked. I hate to, you know what I mean?
You hate to think about it, but you have to.
There are some nasty people out there. Sick people, frankly. All right. It is a happy hump day, Trump day. Did I give you the code word? Let me give it again. Do we have time? Okay. It's R-O-C-K is your code word. Text R-O-C-K to 20357. You'll have a chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country featuring Kid Rock and Hank Jr. That's Rock. Text Rock to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Good luck. Hang on.